Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back into Fond du Lac today on a Friday. It's hour number two. That means it's time for Behind the Badge. Each week during this hour, we take an opportunity to hear from our local members of law enforcement. And, of course, we kick off the hour with our friend Steve Olson from the City of Fond du Lac Police Department with Behind the Badge number one on a Friday. Steve, good morning. How are you this week?
Good morning, Spencer. I am well. I have enjoyed some more of this little warming trend we've had. So I'm in a good mood.
I am too. It's been a very nice week. We got to, I think it was like 46 on Monday or Tuesday, one of those 2 days. And it's been a nice week. All the snow that was kind of just caked onto the driveways and sidewalks and parking lots has all pretty much gone away. Now it's just a bunch of puddles we got to deal with. So
that is true. My kids last month sometime built two rather large snowmen in our backyard, and I'm slowly watching both of them disappear, and they're down to maybe a 10-inch little snow mound right now. So Frosty has melted.
And yeah, I know we've talked the last couple weeks about sturgeon spearing and how the cold weather was right on time, and I think the warm weather, I guess I should say, is right on time for the end of sturgeon spearing season. So
absolutely,
it's been a good season for that. But I know we're going to talk about some traffic topics here on the Friday show.
Yeah, I thought, you know, today we're going to start out with talking about Wisconsin Statute 346.08. And I know those numbers probably don't mean anything to you. However, it is a traffic law that is oftentimes violated. And I think most of the time, at least in my experience, including this morning when I spoke with someone who had violated this particular statute, they truly had no idea that what they had done was wrong. And, of course, in Wisconsin, you can't claim as far as a defense that you didn't know. Ignorance of the law is no excuse. That's the official term. But what it entails is overtaking and passing someone on the right. Okay, so when can you do that? And in particular, when can you not do that? You can never, basically in a nutshell, is you cannot ever pass a vehicle on their right if your vehicle leaves the paved portion of the road. So in its simplest terms, that's it. And that means if only one tire were to go off the paved portion of the road to complete your overtaking of someone on their right, that would be illegal. Most of the time, what happens, and if you can visualize, let's say, Pioneer Road just south of Johnson Street, the curve right where Fond du Lac Credit Union is just past where Shriners was. Can you visualize that?
I can.
That is notorious for people trying to turn left into the Fond du Lac Credit Union or one of the businesses there. And once that occurs, they are then, traffic gets backed up, and people will perform basically illegal overtaking of other vehicles on the right because there's no way to perform a pass without going into the shoulder. So just remember, if any of your tires leave the paved portion of the road, that is an illegal pass, and that would violate Statute 346.08. It's really a safety thing more so than anything else. Once your tires leave the portion of the road, when you bring your vehicle back onto the paved portion, you know, it's how it's graded isn't always the smoothest. And, you know, depending on whatever speed you're going, you know, you could, and the road conditions, you could end up, you know, losing control of your vehicle. So just be mindful of that. If it means you know, someone always says, well, then what do I do? Well, you have to wait until the person has completed their left turn, and then you proceed. So, again, that one, I think, too, comes down to just people being in a hurry all the time. So be careful out there.
Yeah, it's just a patience thing. You know, we all get impatient sometimes. Maybe you're late for work, or you really got to be somewhere, or, you know, you got to pick up your kid at school, whatever the story may be. But, you know, and there's a lot of those scenarios. So when you mentioned Pioneer Road, I was thinking, you know, east of Main Street, where it goes down to two lanes toward, you know, the train tracks over toward the Historical Society over there. That's kind of an area where people are turning in and out of places. places along there. There's a lot of different spots you could think of. Park Avenue is one that comes to mind, too.
One that is near and dear to my heart is, since we're talking about Pioneer Road, in front of Tyson Middle School, where I get the great opportunity to work at each day. That roadway is so congested in the mornings when parents are dropping off their kids. There's no way you can pass someone on the right there without, again, going off the shoulder of the road. So we are paying more attention to that, and so just be aware. Just wait your turn. And so, and now I thought, since we're talking about maybe, even though that's a real law, maybe a little obscure and people didn't know about it, I thought, you know what, let me dig into the book and find some maybe even more obscure laws.
Okay.
And some of these I didn't know existed. And some are quite humorous. So the first one, did you know, Spencer, that it is illegal in the state of Wisconsin not to give livestock the right-of-way if they are in the roadway?
Really? Okay.
Yes. Livestock, it goes back, obviously, we're a dairy state. Mm-hmm. They have the right-of-way. So cows, sheep, pigs, whichever it may be, if they are in the roadway, they have the right-of-way.
Okay, well, livestock usually aren't supposed to be in the road, but I know occasionally you'll see with the, reports from our friends at the sheriff's office, you'll see a report of, a cow getting loose or some cows or pigs or whatever it may be. So good to know that they get the right of way if I come across them on one of the county roads.
The next time you see cows in the road, Spencer, move over.
I saw that one coming from a mile away.
That was bad, wasn't it? That was, I'm almost 50 now, and the dad jokes are just, they're plentiful. So
that's all right.
I apologize, everyone. That was. Oh well. Okay, moving on. How about this one? Not that I don't know if you ride a lot of trains. I don't. But we have a law that says when two trains meet, all right, get that visual. When two trains meet, neither should proceed until the other one has.
Okay. Neither should proceed until the other one has.
Correct. I'm not making this up. That's an actual law. So, that kind of seems like common sense, right?
Yeah.
I would hope one would not proceed until the other one has, but yes, there is a law on that.
I feel like there's a math problem. Those math problems, like train A left Fond du Lac at 8:55 a.m. going 26 miles an hour, and train B left Oshkosh at 8:13 a.m. I feel like there's some sort of like solve for X that we need to
do there. Oh, my goodness.
Ben,
you're going to get me going on a tangent now, because third grade math in the Olson household right now happens to have a lot of those problems. So, here's a law that I don't know how obscure it is, but I think it does. It's a good one to be aware of, and that is we have a law that says that it's illegal to harass a seeing eye dog in Wisconsin.
Hmm.
Yes, and for obvious reasons. I think a lot of people, maybe good intentions, see the cute dog, mm-hmm. and they want to go up and pet said dog, or this is talking about harassing the dog in particular. But it is illegal to do that. So that's just, I thought, was something pretty interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I talked, we're the dairy state, right? And we're also known for our cheese, mm-hmm. of course. There is a law. There are Wisconsin cheese laws, plural. We have lots of laws on cheese. I was not aware of this. Mm-hmm. But one of our Wisconsin cheese laws says Wisconsin cheese must be highly pleasing, Spencer.
Okay.
Yes, that is how serious I think we take our cheese making, which, there you go, it's got to be highly pleasing.
So how do we know if it's not highly pleasing? Like, what cheese falls into not highly pleasing? The one that comes to mind is Limburger, but
that one comes to mind too. Never have been a fan of Limburger personally. So, I think it's subjective. It's what maybe
probably
you think is pleasing, or the person that's inspecting it, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Yeah, maybe it is an inspection thing, a quality control thing. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. The next one, myself, I enjoy the outdoors. I enjoy hunting. Mm-hmm. And found out that we have a law that says it's illegal to shoot animals from an airplane.
Oh, Oh.
Yeah, I've never tried that. Never, you know, actually thought of doing that, but we do. You know, we have. Although it would be, you know, kind of hard, I think, if, well, I suppose if it's like your little personal Cessna, but, you know, you can't do that. So, you know, that's good. I don't want to be in my backyard and, you know, someone comes out and,
right,
you know. And speaking of hunting, did you know it's illegal to blow up a muskrat house?
Really? Wow.
Yes. Yeah. You can't do that. So the next time you're in the marsh, no.
Stay away.
Yep. So, yeah, I just, I got kind of, I fell down, or I went down the rabbit hole of strange laws today, and there you have just a few. There's plenty more that we could talk about, but it give you something to chew on today. How's that?
A little bit of humor, too, for the weekend here.
And absolutely.
I'm sure there's ones all across the country, you know, illegal to ride a bicycle on a Sunday or, you know, stuff like that. I think there's websites devoted to that, so I'm sure some folks out there listening will probably now fall down that same rabbit hole. Went down. In fact, I might.
There you go. Whatever makes you happy. And before we're out of time, real quick, I did have a conversation today with Chief Pouch from North Fond du Lac, and I know in months past on the show, we had the North Fond du Lac feature at every second week of each month, and they are back on the schedule, so we can look forward to hearing from them in a couple weeks, and I thought that was great. So I always enjoy hearing what's going on out there.
Absolutely. Steve, thanks as always. Have a great weekend.
Take care, Spencer. See ya.